think this is probably a mistake.
This might be a mistake.
Saying yes to a stranger you meet in line at Starbucks?
Asking out a girl you've been secretly undressing with your eyes for months at Starbucks? 11:35 a.m. every Wednesday. But I did ask.
But I said yes, my heart beating in my ears, and now I'm anxiously hopping in the shower.
And now I'm pacing and wondering if I should just sabotage myself and bail.
I know why I said yes.
I know why I picked that exact moment to ask.
His eyes. Dark. Brown. Speckled with green.
Her smile, mostly. That pretty little mouth. That was the final straw that shattered what I guess I had resisted for months?
When I say his eyes locked me in place, it's not an exaggeration. For a brief second, they were all I could see. So deep and intense, unabashedly focused on me.
She turned and smiled at me, something I'd uttered under my breath. And of course, all I could think about was running my thumb across that perfect little bottom lip of hers. Or how the head of my cock might feel pressed against that flesh of her mouth and that sensation of her tongue against my shaft.
Even he seemed caught off guard when he asked me. Like he was possessed.
Hypnotic was what I was thinking. I felt I was possessed by her. By that intoxicating draw of her smile, her smell, those perky tits, and the way that dress just defined her simply perfect ass.
And I said yes, agreeing to meet him in that exact spot almost 36 hours later. No numbers exchanged, no names given.
Tick, tock. Countdown is on. Less than 2 hours until I see her again.
I didn't even continue the conversation. I just turned around and ordered my coffee. Stunned and knowing that something powerful had just happened, but unable to step any further into the fire just yet.
She didn't even say anything else. She just turned and ordered her coffee. Did I imagine that whole thing? Am I some kind of fool to believe that sometimes these things just happen?
These things just happen. I was breathless, rattled by the look in his eyes, so I found a corner and watched him. How he moved, how his clothes draped on his body just the right way. How his long fingers wrapped around the coffee cup. And I couldn't help wondering how they'd feel wrapped around my throat.
I lost sight of her after that. The buzz of all those other customers moving around the store and such an unwelcome diversion, I guess.
And here I am, smoothing lotion across my skin in the small chance that those hands will sweep across my needy flesh.
Here I am, stroking my cock, urging myself towards release and hoping it will dampen that white hot fire. Her mere existence in my mind has just stoked for months.
Lacy panties.
Boxer briefs. Red, with elephants on them.
Will you laugh at my silly stories?
Will she lay her hand on my forearm when we talk?
My sexiest dress.
My only clean pair of jeans.
Will he notice how the fabric brushes across my skin?
Will I feel the heat of her body as we stand close? As I try to see if I can detect nipples?
A light coat of lip gloss and an extra toss of wild hair.
Gio by Armani. Just one shot. Fitted Yankee hat.
Will he try to kiss me?
Will she let me kiss her?
My handbag, breath mints, and a phone.
Wallet. Keys. Phone. Lock the doors. To take these timid steps towards my fate.
Lock doors and timid steps toward fate. Will the shape of my body make him hard?
Will my hand on her lower back make her panties wet?
Will he pull me close if my knees go weak?
Will we bend?
Break?
Melt?
Relent?
Find one another?
Recognize one another?
We will forever understand.
That it's never a mistake to simply say,
yes.
Check it. Protect this. Go for the necklace. I throw the death wish. The pretty slim section. The rep this. Remember Fox said this. We on some next. We are blessed this. The scars on our back mean we met this. The live form. The 25 sentence to keep my eyes on them. I'm straight knowing the lies shine on them. Drugs and drama. Opposite three pretty thugs and a dime mama. Feeling the rest. The steel in their chest.